K8BCW. Yeah, I don't really care much for Lewis Black, but that's an accurate statement. I have only darkened the door of an Apple store once or twice, and don't ever need to go back to one.
I would agree with that. Another thing is, if you go to the Apple store or consult Apple for any support at all, like, say you got a broken display or heck, you've got, you know, a bad battery or something, or like a bad button, your power button doesn't work. What's their solution? We're just going to replace your phone. I'm like, cool. So that's a big chunk of e-waste right there, bro. What are you going to do with that old phone? Are you going to recycle it and, you know, reuse all those parts, or are you just going to chuck it into a landfill and hopefully recycle that lithium battery, you know, the right way, properly? And that's another thing. Like, all these companies are just, like, turning all of their products and, you know, making them disposable, and that's a really big problem because, well, e-waste is also a really big problem. We can't just start throwing electronics into landfills because, you know, there's so many of them, they're everywhere. We got to be able to recycle stuff, you know, dismantle everything and use it for something else. And stuff like that. You know, there's little repair shops that, you know, can actually repair phones. Like, they'll do board repair. Apple doesn't do that. They're just like, well, you got a bad board or something. We're not going to fix it that way. We're just going to, you know, toss this one out. You may or may not keep your data, but here's a new device. Take that.